Growing a successful business presents many challenges. For African Americans, the challenges can be even greater. To help with that, there's a new Central Ohio African American Chamber of Commerce. It recently opened in Northeast Columbus. Here to talk with me about it is J. Avery Frost, the Chamber's Executive Director. Thanks for taking the time to talk.
Thank you for coming in. Appreciate you.
What are the challenges facing African American business owners that other business owners might not experience?
We've seen historically that access to capital and fair access to contracts have plagued the black-owned business community for quite some time, and that's very true now today.
So access to capital, it must be very difficult then to go into a bank, ask for a certain amount for a loan. What are those challenges?
Yeah, first of all, it's lack of information. So what is a credit-worthy business? What is a good fundable business plan? And if you don't have that information, going in just cold, you're more than likely going to fail. So we're excited to be providing some information in that area, and then also making connections with specific banks that may be more community-oriented or friendly to the business community.
Now, there are some allotments within the state rules. There are certain percentages within the state rules that require that minority businesses get certain percentages.
Yes, as far as the state of Ohio, they have a 15% set-aside rule where 15% of goods and services contracted by the state have to be allotted to state-certified minority business enterprises. So that includes folks of multiple racial groups. And the state has been hitting that, but the state is the only level of government that has such a rule in place.
What are businesses saying when they come to you for some assistance?
They're frustrated with what feels like a lack of access across the board. Like a gentleman was in here just this morning where he can't get a dialogue with people who are decision makers. And I think coming at it alone can be difficult, but if you're able to come with it from behind a chamber banner, that may make it easier to open some of those doors.
What's lacking from the main Columbus Chamber of Commerce?
I think that they're good at what they do, but as far as working specifically with small businesses, there may not have as much activity. And I've heard from some of our business owners that price point is a little difficult to achieve, just because it can be high just to get in on that base level if cash flow is something that you're really concerned with.
So you're saying they're looking at a certain group of businesses that have a higher cash flow?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, typically we'll have probably a higher cash flow because an association membership can at times feel like discretionary. It's not something that is always needed to make your business run. So I think it might be a harder sell if people don't have that a high cash flow or maybe doing a lot of revenue every year.
Are there any benchmarks or specific goals for your new chamber?
First of all is membership. We're on a high membership drive so that we can start coming together and formulating our direction as far as advocacy is concerned with our members, because we're a collective. It's not just me in a silo. I definitely want to know right now what is affecting our businesses most, and let's start getting at it together.
How many businesses then would you like to see a part of your chamber?
I would love to see within the first year at least 100 members, which is, if we're talking about 20,000 black-owned businesses in our Central Ohio, our Columbus metropolitan service area, that is a very small fraction. But I think that once we're getting into the 100, 200, we're able to kind of, especially if it's in a diverse segment of businesses, we're able to start formulating what we feel as a group.
Why start this now?
For me, it's why hadn't it happened before? And so there have been a couple efforts in the past to get a Columbus area African American Chamber of Commerce. And for multiple reasons, and to no fault of one person specifically, it just hadn't happened. And so we're one of the largest metropolitan areas without a black chamber. And so it was past due.
The economy as a whole is doing well after being down for several years. Has that resurgence been as kind to African American businesses?
I think because the recession and even a little before that, our unemployment rates and our income inequality has always been higher. So the turning that ship around is going to take longer than it might for other groups. So I would say that there has been a bounce back, but it would definitely be within specific high interest areas like technology, healthcare, what have you. But across the board, I think it's going to be a slower rebound.
I've been talking with J. Avery Frost, Executive Director for the new Central Ohio African American Chamber of Commerce. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate you.